Let's pray. Father, as we come today, we offer ourselves before Your throne, recognizing the majesty that surrounds You. Lord, I pray that we catch a glimmer of that today as we come with our hearts open and our minds prepared for You, Lord. Speak to us as You will. May all that is spoken this day, Lord, be Yours. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. To begin this morning, I'd like to read to you two passages of Scripture. The first from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. It came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And immediately coming up from the water, he saw the heavens parting, the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. Then a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And then from the book of Acts, chapter 19, verses 1 through 7. "And it happened, while Apollos was at Corinth, that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus. And finding some disciples, he said to them, 'Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?' So they said to him, 'We have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit.' And he said unto them, 'Into what then were you baptized?' So they said, 'Into John's baptism.' Then Paul said, 'John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Jesus Christ. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Now the men were about 12 in all." How many of you can just say right now, just go ahead and say, yes? Can you say that word, yes?
Yes.
Let me hear it again, a little more affirmative there. Can you say yes?
Yes.
Okay, that sounded a lot better now. Now I'm going to tell you what you said yes to. No, I wouldn't do that to you. That'd be a little deceitful, wouldn't it? That's not what saying yes is all about. The title of the sermon, you can see that from the bulletin, is "Just Say Yes." Kind of makes me think about that anti-drug slogan that was started back in the 80s, "Just Say No," one that's been used for 20-plus years. A little history on that. Do you know who started that? Does anybody know? Nancy Reagan started that in 1982. She was at a school talking about and advocating, staying for children to stay off drugs and to stay away from it. And one child asked her, said, "Well, Ms. Reagan, what do I do?" Or Ms. First Lady, whatever, said, how do I not take drugs or accept them when somebody offers them to me?" And she said, "Just say no." And that's how it started. Not many of you, I bet, have a New Year's resolution of saying, "Just say yes. I'm going to say more yes this year," do you? Anybody ever had that New Year's resolution that you've come into the new year with the idea, this is my resolution, I'm going to say yes more this year? Anybody? I mean, be honest if you have. It's not me. My resolution is usually, I'm going to say no more this year. I was talking to a pastor friend of mine earlier in the week, and we were talking about what we were looking at preaching and what we were leaning to preaching, and I told him that I thought the title of my sermon was going to be "Just Say Yes," and he said, "My New Year's resolution was to say no." And I said, "Well, that's okay to have a no if you're saying no to certain things, but we must be willing and open to saying that word yes to God." Yes is not the easiest of words. It's just three little letters. No is a much easier word to say, a much easier word to use. Yes, why do we say no? Why is no part of the English language? Why is it that the sound no actually is the negative and means that? It's because it's one of the easiest sounds for a child, a human being, to make. And it's what a child learns first. How many of your children or grandchildren, as they are starting to toddle and starting to speak, their favorite words, no, no, You ask them anything, it's no, no. That's not always the case, but for many children it is. Only if they would remember that phrase as they got to be teenagers, wouldn't it be nice? Hopefully they will. We were in a workshop yesterday at the District Leadership Conference, and one of the things that the guy was talking, he mentioned that in our world today, it's a whole lot easier to text no than it is yes, and how simple that is. For all of you tech-savvy people, it is much easier. You can do that quicker, only two strokes of the keys rather than three. But this today, as we think about just saying yes, I want to challenge you to include this word yes in your vocabulary in 2009. Because yes is what Jesus said in this passage from Mark. He said yes to what God was calling him to do. Well, we say, well, he's the Son of God. He is the Christ, the Messiah. But if we believe that he was fully human, which I do, the Scriptures teach, the church throughout history has affirmed that fact, that Jesus was truly human in every possible way, then he had a choice to accept what God had for him to do or not. And he did. He said yes. At his baptism, he said yes, and God affirmed that. Well, you know, there's something about Jesus' baptism that's always I think about and I come back to, and you've heard it preached on and talked about, and you probably wondered the same thing. Why in the world did Jesus need to be baptized? He was the Son of God. He was perfect. He had no sin to be forgiven of. John's baptism was what? A baptism of repentance. Jesus didn't need to repent. He was perfect. He had never sinned. He knew no sin. So why did he need to be baptized? Sometimes, folks, we have to say yes. We have to say yes. We need to say yes, not because it is absolutely essential and imperative, but because it's just the right thing to do. Jesus didn't have to do that, but he did. In one of the other Gospels, Matthew, I think, he said, let's do it now, suffer it to be so right now, so that all righteousness will be fulfilled. Folks, sometimes we need to do certain things just because it's the right thing to do. It doesn't mean that if we don't do it, that God's fixing to send us to hell in a ball of fire. It just means that we need to do the right thing. Do the right thing. Not, you don't have to say yes out of a fear of retribution that God's going to shoot a lightning bolt down from the sky. But there are things that we need to do because they are right. Someone asks you a favor, you don't have to do it. Let me give you a perfect example this morning. I mentioned to you that there's a funeral that I want to go to this afternoon for a dear sweet lady that was at one of my former churches. And we have the Pisgah service this afternoon at 2:30. I couldn't do both. I came in this morning. I thought the funeral originally was at 4 o'clock and it wasn't going to be a problem, but I checked the obituary this morning. It's at 3 o'clock. Can't do both. I asked Brenning this morning. I said, Brenning, know for sure now that you can say no to this regardless of what my sermon title is this morning. And there's no problem with that. But would you be willing to lead it? And he said yes. He didn't have to. I promise you didn't have to, Brenning. I would not pray bad things for you or anything like that. But he said yes. He did a favor, maybe because he felt it was just the right thing to do there, or maybe he felt sorry for me. I don't know. But sometimes we have to say yes. We need to say yes just because it's the right thing to do and just because it's going to be an example to someone else who may not be as strong in the faith, who may not understand the things of Christ, the Scriptures, as much as we may at this time. I think about Paul, and he said that he was free to do all things in Christ. There was no condemnation. He was free to do anything, eat anything, do anything, whatever he wanted to, he could do. He had that freedom in Christ. But yet he also tempered that with not all things are profitable. Not all things are beneficial. So sometimes we need to do things just because it's the right thing to do and just because it'll be a benefit to someone else if we do it. Yes is what those unknown disciples in the 19th chapter of Acts said when Paul said to Paul when he told them about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You see, these disciples, they were followers. They were baptized people, baptized believers. But yet, they had not heard about the Holy Spirit. Paul comes to him, telling them this strange and unusual thing of a Holy Spirit. They said, we don't even know that there was such a thing as the Holy Spirit. But yet, they heard what Paul had to say, and they said yes. They trusted God, and they were blessed because of that trust. Folks, sometimes we need to say yes because there are blessings disguised, unseen, that we're completely unaware of until we do say yes. God never told us, never says to us, the Scriptures never revealed to us that you do just like I say and everything in every moment of your life is going to go perfectly. But folks, when we fall into that thing of saying yes to God, you can just look and count the blessings as you look in your rearview mirror and how God has blessed you over and over and over. Through that time when you felt like there was no way you were going to make ends meet financially. If you are obedient to give God as God has asked in the Scripture, as commanded in the Scriptures, somehow or another that money was there. If you are willing to say yes to God in giving of your time to things that are happening and things that you really that you feel like God is leading you to. If you say, no, I just don't have that time, but you feel it's something you should do, you say yes, and somehow or another there's time galore. God is the God of time as well. We miss blessings when we say no to God. Now, don't understand me. Don't go out from here and say yes to everything that comes down the pike today from here on. Because you have my permission and you have God's permission, more importantly, to say no. Not just His permission, but His direction to say no to many things that there are. You have the responsibility. You are expected to say no to many things. Things of the world. You are expected to say no to the world view on morality, that everything goes and there's no right and wrong. You are expected to say no to the view of morality that there are no bounds within the sexual tendencies and habits of human beings. We say no to that Hollywood image that is portrayed over and over in TVs and movies that's from bed to bed, person to person. You can say no to that. God says to. We can say no to the ethics of the world today. The ethics that teach us that it's okay as long as you don't get caught or as long as you're not hurting anybody else. Well, I'm not hurting anybody else. Why should that be a big deal? That's not what it's about. All sin, folks, is sin against God. David said that. He said, I sin against you and you alone, Father. You don't sin against me. You may do something to harm me, but your sin's not against me. What you do wrong, your sin is against God. He is the judge. He is the one to whom we sin against. We need to say no to the ethics that the world gives us today. We need to also say no to the world's push to have bigger and better and more of everything. Madison Avenue and the advertising world says that you're not a good person or a complete person unless you have this kind of car and you have this type of furniture and this type of house and wear these type of clothes to this type of event. It says that if you don't drink this or eat that, smoke this or whatever, that you're not a complete, a total, and as good a person as you would be if you did it. The world's push there is to consume and have more. God says to say yes to giving and being generous and giving away instead of hoarding. We can also say no to self-indulgence, which teaches us and puts us that I, me, I am the center of the universe. And if it's good for me, it's good for everybody. Folks, we are not that center of the universe. Say no to the world all you want. Say no to the world every chance you get. I've got a little film clip that says something that was played, that was part of or something. Now, if he is asking you to do something this morning, I don't want to hear the excuse, "Well, I can't do that." Because there's a thing. You see, God don't ask people to do things that they aren't capable of doing it. And He doesn't ask us to do things if He's not going to give us the means by which we can do them. We can say negatively all year long if we want to. That's too much. We can't do this. How can we get the money for that? Who are we going to get to do it? But folks, the question we need to be asking is this God telling us to do this? And if so, we need to say yes. Folks, as your pastor at Francis Asbury United Methodist Church, I need people that are willing to say yes. This church needs parishioners. It needs members who are willing to say yes to what God is doing. And even more importantly, and overarching above all of that, God wants people. Notice I didn't say needs there. I need people. The church needs people. God wants people because His will is going to be accomplished. The question is, are you going to be part of it? And are you going to be blessed for your part that you take in it? God wants people who are willing to say yes. Just like Joseph Carlington said there several years ago at Promise Keepers, God is going to be asking you to do something every day the rest of your life. Go ahead, right here, right now, and get the yes out of the way. Let's pray. Father, I thank You that You gave us a Savior who said yes at Your call. I thank You, Father, that You gave us disciples who were willing to say yes to new and different things, who were willing to change and be transformed. I thank You, Father, that You have given us all a church that would tell us that we need to change and be transformed, and that would be asking us and imploring us to say yes to the work that You have for us. Lord, I pray that we can all open our lives and our hearts and give You a resounding yes when You call upon us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.